According to nonpartisan legislative economists, the state's economy is gaining steam. And Governor John Hickenlooper is quick to point out that at 5.8%, the unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in years.
We're all on the same side when it comes to creating jobs, and how do we do that most effectively? How do we create an environment in communities, an ecosystem, where, you know, there's enough capital, there's enough, the workforce is ready and trained?
Hickenlooper has made it a major focus of his administration to try and foster a welcoming environment for entrepreneurs. He created the Colorado Innovation Network, or COIN, a privately funded entity that aims to bring together businesses and academia to create new ventures. He's also behind efforts to build a new state brand and logo to attract companies and startups.
You've got to create an environment, an ecosystem where entrepreneurs are celebrated. Bob Beaupre comes at with a perspective that everything government does pretty much is wrong. You know, there is a difference there. Now, that being said, once the election's over, I think Republicans and Democrats and independents, everybody's got to work together.
I see a lot of opportunity that's been lost.
That's Republican gubernatorial challenger Bob Beaupre. The former two-term congressman acknowledges the state is on an upward economic trajectory, but says he wants it to be even better.
When did good become good enough? I mean, even the raw number, 5.8% unemployment, 5 years into a supposed economic recovery. We ought to be talking full employment right now. We ought to be talking an economy growing at twice the rate it is right now. But if you ask people what's holding us back, they'll tell you, government.
Colorado State University political science professor John Strayer says he thinks economic attacks against Hickenlooper could be a tough sell for Beaupre to make, in part because the state's economy is doing better than the nation's.
Things really look pretty good. I think the argument serves Hickenlooper better than it does Beaupre. Now, you can also argue whether or not, even though the economy is improving, whether Hickenlooper did that. I think it's always reasonable to ask whether or not the chief executive all by himself or herself is responsible for either an uptick or a downtick in the economy. There are so many other factors that complicate that.
Beaupre is also criticizing Hickenlooper for keeping unnecessary regulations on the books and pushing for stricter rules against the oil and gas industry, such as efforts to curb methane emissions. But overall, there is little daylight between the two when it comes to oil and gas policy. Both oppose proposed local control ballot questions on drilling, and each is a strong advocate for responsible drilling and fracking. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.